Louis, yeah, just one more question before we get on to next week's opponents. Mr. Ferguson wasn't very keen on Twitter and social media, especially with his players using it. What do you make of that with your players?
Yeah. I said this to my players. I have said that. I have said that social media is potential. It has potential to be good. And you can interact with defense. But I don't let them use the Twitter on the touchline. Because we don't want to tweet our ass on the touchline. I have said that.
Okay. Well, what do you make of Michael Owen, for instance? I mean, he does a podcast every week where he takes mean tweets and he sort of reads them out and tries to take the internet trolls and demons and elves that live under bridges to task over it. I mean, what do you make of that, for instance?
Yeah. Michael Owen is a perfect professional. I like him as an individual and also as a human being, because I see that. I always see that. He is a human being and an individual. As a trainer coach, I have to see that before anything else. So I have said that his commentary being utterly boring, I can see past that because he first is a human being.
Hi guys, Michael Owen here. I'm just looking back on some of my old goals and stuff and relishing it. I love doing that. Sometimes it's nice to dip back into the good days and see what life used to be like. I mean, my life's pretty good now, but back in the day I used to be quite a goal machine, didn't I? Anyway, here I am again for another episode of Michael Owen Reads Out Mean Tweets. Episode 4 now, picking up momentum and I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad you could join me. You can find me on the Sports Lobster as well. Still doing that, Sports Lobster. I've got other interests though as well. I mean, I'm into poetry now, so you can find me on Poetry Kestrel. And also theatre reviews on theatregibbon.com. So keep your eyes peeled. So, right, okay, no further ado, let's go into my mentions for this week. So, cue the sad music. Okay, so starting off, I mean, I tweeted about the Liverpool game again. I'm a big fan of Liverpool, that'll never change. I've got mutual respect for them, I'm sure they respect me as well. And I never get any negative tweets about my time at Man United ever, but so I've watched their game against Chelsea and I put decent first half, Courtois simply brilliant, Liverpool looking good. I got a response to that from at PJ2605. At Michael Owen, you have a rival in Niall Quinn for biggest knob. Oh, there's more. Knob commentator on telly. That's a shame. But did I ever tell you about that time that I was next to Niall Quinn in a urinal? It's quite a good story. I mean, we had a nice chat about things, we caught up, and mind you, it got a bit weird. He sort of started describing everything in front of him, including the graffiti on the walls and even his piece, which, to be fair, is a bit like him as a footballer, really. You know, very tall and... never mind. But yeah, it got surreal, so I had to make my excuses and leave, but he's a top guy. I should text him more often than just once. Yeah, so I went to Hong Kong as well. I mean, I'm a jet setter. I go around the world and do exciting things. I mean, I'm just saying I'm crazy like that. Did it on a whim. Can't even remember why I went, but I was there. And got a response to that tweet by at 28MUFC. At Michael Owen, I'm sure you're still a knobhead. But I'm not a knobhead. I'm a decent guy. I've got a wife and two dogs that'll agree with me there. Well, dogs can't talk, but I mean, go and speak to my wife and she'll probably tell you that I'm alright. Like I say, everybody has their moments, you know what I mean? I lose my rag every now and then, but on the whole, I'm a nice bloke. I try and keep it together. I'm going to let that one slide. I've still not read that karate book. I was supposed to, but I've not read it yet. But when I do, I'm going to fight you as well. I'll put you on my fight list. So anyway, I've calmed down now. I'm fine. I promised myself I'd calm down, and hopefully I have. But yeah, I got a nice response to that, actually, from at OMG Girl C. And she said, "Michael, please tell me secretly if you come to Hong Kong again."
"I'm coming again next week."
Well, between me and you, though. But my most zaniest tweet probably of the year is that I said, "Just done something I'd never thought I'd do. I ate frog's legs." I thought that was great. I thought, basically, I'd broken Twitter by putting that. I thought, that's excitement in a tweet. And the first response I got to that was, at Paco Pepito, "My wife left me, Owen." Ah, no, that broke my heart when I read that. I mean, it's all well and good for me to be out having fun, but, you know, knowing that some of your followers haven't got, you know, a wife and two dogs to come home to, I mean, it's kind of disappointing, really. So I hope you're all right, mate, you know what I mean? I'd recommend Tinder, to be honest. I mean, that's a bit of fun. I'm married, like I say, but a bit of fun. You know, you can go from left to right and zigzag lines, and for a former striker like me, I mean, with the embedded skills, it's easy to transpose, you know, left and right, and girls and things. I'm married, I'm happily married, I'll just reiterate that, but if you ever need a bit of fun, that's kind of what you want to do. So yeah, no, also I was at a Liverpool under-21s game this week, and I put a picture of myself and my son on there, and thought it was a great picture. I thought, again, you know, a bit of banter and that kind of thing, and got loads of funny replies to that. But one that really annoyed me was, "I hope he's got his mum's hamstrings." Well, he has got his mum's hamstrings, thankfully. But he's got his dad's square face and sort of stern seriousness. I think he's got his mum's sense of humour, but surely he's got traits of his dad in there. I'm sure he's going to go on to win the World Cup one day, as long as he doesn't do anything stupid like play for Newcastle or go to Real Madrid or something like that. I mean, you know, I'm sure he'll be fine. But Michael Owen's tweet of the week has got to be, right, a response to one of my tweets that I put on there. I put, about the Liverpool-Chelsea game again. I thought, "Relatively quiet game, has just sprung into life. Bring on the second half." And at Sparsh Chandra 1 put, "Search for you online for some reasons whenever feel alone." He's put "alone" in block capitals there. And I mean, this tweet kind of frightened me a little bit because there's no context or anything. It just comes bang out of nowhere like that. And might have to get a bodyguard or something. You never know, someone like me, I'm famous, and people might want to stalk me and do nasty things to me. I hope not, but my message to you will be just, you know, chill out. Don't try and find me, even online. Just unfollow me and please go read a book or something. Please watch one of my DVDs of all my old goals or something. Just occupy yourself that way. Anyway, it's been fun, and look forward to seeing you next week when, you know, on another quest against internet trolls, demons and things that live under the stairs and stuff of the internet. So thanks very much, see you next week.